opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This hour is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Dort lines up, three-pointer. Bang! Luke Dort from downtown.
Williams has been hot all night, falling away. Got it!
40 points for Jalen Williams.
Tyrese Halliburton, the Pacers, a strong comeback. But the Thunder had the answer. It's 3-2. OKC in front here in the NBA Finals.
You know who that is. Not the AC/DC part, but the Mike Breen part. That was courtesy of ABC. As we continue to talk NBA Finals and Billy Donovan's contract extension, or possible contract extension. But let's face it. Probable contract extension with Cody Westerlund of 670thescore.com. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. And I think that's the other question, Cody, is where are we at with this? It's not just probable, it's likely.
Yeah, I mean, this is the Bulls' way of doing business, right? The Tom Thibodeau element of him getting fired and the Knicks reaching out probably made this Billy Donovan news leak a little bit faster, or accelerated talks perhaps, but this was always the expectation that it'll get done eventually, so we'll keep an eye on how that goes. We'll keep an eye on who the Knicks might hire at some point. That's a huge storyline in the NBA right now, even as the NBA Finals play out in the draft, which next week too.
Yeah, we joke about asking everybody if they've been contacted by the Knicks about the head coaching position, because it's gotten like that. So have you been contacted by the Knicks? Are you affected?
I hadn't, but you know, I like the best joke along that was if they're going to contact Rick Carlisle or Mark Daigneault during the finals. You know, that would have been the real kicker if they could have pulled that off.
Listen, I don't think they're that far from that. I think what's more shocking than the way they're handling their coaching thing is the idea that Kevin Durant is available and they have no interest in Kevin Durant. I am shocked by that, because that is a guy who could come in and perhaps get them over the hill, if you will, in the Eastern Conference specifically, because the Eastern Conference is kind of wide open for anyone who has a good team to go forward. Like, I wouldn't have been shocked to see the Knicks in the NBA Finals this year. And Kevin Durant is a guy who could probably take them over the top.
Yeah, I think he's a clean fit almost anywhere, because he's so unselfish and can get his points from anywhere on the floor. And, I mean, he proved in Golden State that he doesn't have to be the number one option either by the way of the ball being in his hands. Obviously, Steph had the ball more there. So for the Knicks, it's interesting. They haven't been mentioned at all. I think part of it probably is because they are so Jalen Brunson heavy and so dependent on him. I wonder if that's a little bit of a turnoff. And that's probably the criticism of the Knicks, right? They were too Brunson dependent.
Becky Hammon told me that.
Well, I think they might also be Brunson dependent by design. I mean, that's it. We still don't know what's happening to Rick, his dad, the assistant coach in all of this.
Yeah. And the other thing too is with KD, they are still pretty young, right? Brunson, OG Anunoby, Cat, Bridges, all in the same age range. So I don't know. Maybe they don't want to get out of that age range. That's another one. But there's so many factors and things like that too. With the KD, he has 1 year left on his contract, so you don't want to pay a high price for him if he doesn't commit to an extension. He doesn't have to commit to an extension. So until he does, you're only going to give a middling offer, for example. And then that makes it hard for the Suns to move him because they want a big offer because they're in such a terrible situation financially with their roster, talent, and just so much messiness going on there. So it's a really fascinating situation with Durant because he does have some degree of great control, but the Suns aren't going to give him all the control on where he lands. And then you got these teams like the Wolves were extremely interested in him, but it sounds like he wants to go more to the Heat or the Spurs or the Rockets and those destinations. The Rockets are extremely fascinating in this scenario.
I think he's wanted to go to the Rockets for a long time. Like, I remember hearing rumors about the possibility of him somehow joining James Harden when Harden was still there. I feel like that was something that that was on his mind. You know, he loved his time, even though it was just a year at Texas. He would often go back in the off seasons and hang out in Austin. I wonder how much that affects his thought process.
I think that would probably be the best match to watch as a basketball fan.
Rockets?
Yeah, because like they can bring Fred VanVleet back on either team option or an extension here. So they do have a veteran point guard to kind of set it up. They got a lot of young talent, but it's not like super young, right? Like it's ready to take the next step. And these guys, they can trade some of that young talent, a lot of the draft picks. They have a lot of Phoenix's draft capital as well, which the Suns would love to get some of that back from previous trades that they made. So to me, that would be extremely fascinating because I want Kevin Durant playing meaningful basketball late in his NBA career. And, you know, you only got a few years left of this, and he hasn't been as healthy in recent years, so you just want to see him get to the end of the season
healthy. But see, that's why I would argue that the Spurs are a better fit with an up-and-coming Wimby, also knowing that they're going to have other guys like De'Aaron Fox.
Probably Ace Bailey.
Well, I think Ace Bailey might be in the discussion of what they have to give up.
Yeah, maybe.
That pick might be what they would have to give up to get Durant.
I don't like him going to the Spurs as much because I think timeline-wise, I think they're at least one, maybe two steps behind the Rockets. Like the Rockets, there's a world in which they win that first-round series against the Warriors. And having gone seven games, like they feel ready next year to win a couple playoff series, even as good as the West is, if they add on the edges or make a significant addition and take that next step. So I just think timeline-wise, they're closer in Kevin Durant's time and the NBA is winding down here.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Probably.
Talking all things hoops, Billy Donovan's possible extension, NBA Finals, and more with Cody Westerlund of 670 The Score. This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I have a Bulls nugget. I know we're going to delve into this deeper next week because next week is the NBA draft. But going back to the 2022 NBA draft and seeing how that very much shaped the finals that we are watching right now. You know, it's not just the Pacers drafting Andrew Nembhard number 31 overall, but when you consider also that Jalen Williams was drafted three picks later at 34, and to see what he did last night, scoring 40 points in just an absolutely fabulous game. It's also understanding that Dalen Terry was drafted 18th by the Bulls. One of my favorite things to do is go back and look at previous drafts. And when one that was so recent can really illustrate itself in its value and understanding in the playoff production, that's something I think about with the Bulls getting ready a week away with pick number 12.
Well, the guy the Bulls probably should have drafted in that class in 2022 was Christian Brown, who ended up going to the Nuggets, already played a role on a championship team, took a huge step this past year. And you say, like,
he was drafted 21st overall.
Yeah, a few picks later. So you say, like, why would that have been the pick, like, logically speaking, instead of Dalen Terry? And the reason would be he'd proved himself at the collegiate level, right, at Kansas, by being a really, really good player there, stepping up big in big games. And he was just more polished by way of his shooting ability, too. So the Bulls have had a penchant for going potential over, you know, college, what they've proved in college. The Dalen Terry pick speaks to that. The Patrick Williams pick in 2020 certainly spoke to that, because if you're going off college production, I mean, you would have turned your attention to Tyrese Halliburton more in that 2020 draft, because he was absolutely awesome at Iowa State. But that has been just their MO here for not all of their time in the front office. Obviously, the Bulls drafted Io DeSumo, a college All-American. That's worked out for him.
But Io fell to them in that situation.
Well, a second-round pick, it's more of the spin-the-wheel crapshoot type of thing. So they did a great job on that. But, like, I don't put in them drafting Io in the second round and hitting that pick. I don't think that's, like, super reflective of how they operate with draft strategy, right? Modest, obviously, looking like a good pick last year, but that speaks to it too. You know what I mean? Like, he, at one point, early on in his high school career, like, he was projected to be a one or two pick overall. So they, again, took the big swing there, but that worked out great because he has skills. You know what I mean? And they're doing a good job in his first year. But it'll be interesting to certainly see how that 12 pick plays out, a deep draft. I don't know that 12's the spot where you're getting that value in this draft, though, that the first half of the lottery expects.
I'll say this. Going back to that draft, I know why the Christian Brown is the easy look at, because they play the same position.
Yeah.
And Brown's been so much better than Dalen Terry almost immediately. Had an impact his rookie season for a team that was winning. But I like the Walker Kessler miss, because that's something that they've sorely needed, is real rim protection up front and a guy who can just...
Well, I've been saying for years the Bulls need to treat the center position as more of a low resource, like low salary, right? Like, you can use a high draft resource on it. I'm for that. But it's just their centers are everywhere in the NBA. The positions everyone has now are centers and point guards. That's why you get back to the Josh Giddey thing. Like, they're going to give him $30 million a year.
No.
And, like, it's just everyone has one. You got to have one, but you're paying a high price for it. And you're paying a high price for your center now with Vooch at $20 million a year annually. Like, it's just not leaving you enough money and proper resources to get the 2 through 4 positions on the floor figured out or have enough depth at those positions. So, like, years ago, I would have been supporting the Bulls to go with just that lower salary center. Like, I think that's a better strategy if you don't have an elite center.
It's the four for me. Like, it's the fact that the four needs to be a spot for major resources now in the league, or at least your three. And that trend is not showing itself, at least right now, with this current roster construction.
Yeah, and look, Modest projects probably as a power forward when he adds more muscle. I mean, he certainly plays there a lot. Billy Donovan likes to play small, so that's where he plays. He's a power forward right now for the most part. But, like, I mean, if he gets a lot better at shooting and you get a really good player, young guy who's a power four, like there's no reason he can't play the three and play on the wing a little bit if he can keep progressing as a three-point shooter. But yeah, like he looks like the four of the future for them, especially just, again, like Billy loves playing small ball, it seems like.
Oh, yeah.
And part of the reason is because a lot of guards, but part of the reason is because he likes that style too.
I think that's what's so frustrating about Patrick Williams and his existence and the fact that they gave him the extension is because you do need a guy on your team, especially if you're going to play small, who can guard three through five. Yeah. Like he not a primary five defender, but in a pinch against another team's five, he can be a presence out there. I don't think they have that, but I also think this ties back into the Desmond Bain train. And this is like the new way the NBA is going to go with the second apron and the way it looks is you can't afford to have three big time stars all under contract. So they move off of Bain, especially for what they got back, understanding they're now going forward with Ja Morant, and we talked about the center position, Jaren Jackson Jr., a guy who can spread the floor because he can hit threes, one, but also we're talking about a guy who's always going to be in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year, and that's why it's okay to allocate those types of resources to a big when it's like that. But I love that they now have space for all these other players to be filled with the salary that would have been one man in Desmond Bane.
Yeah, that's a really fascinating NBA trade, right? Like four first round picks and a swap for
and players.
Yeah, exactly.
And the markets involved, like the teams and like that. That's a big deal.
The Magic had to get 3-point shooting. They have finally done that. There was nothing they needed to do more, and they had not been aggressive in recent years whatsoever. Always trading away guys, not getting immediate win now help in trades, just going through the draft, which you get. But like, it's great. I think at the end of that, we'll probably say the Grizzlies got a little more value out of the deal.
Absolutely.
Because yeah. they one of those picks, I think, will end up very high, and it could be the Suns pick next year in the lottery. But I absolutely understand it from the Magic's perspective. And you brought up Jaren Jackson Jr. earlier. If you want to dream really big for the Bulls, like, go pursue Jaren Jackson Jr. on the trade market. I don't think they're letting him go. I think they want to lock him down on a long-term contract extension. But until Memphis shows exactly what they want to do, I agree with you that they don't want to move Ja Morant. But until they show all of this, make a huge offer. Because like you said, he's the type of guy you absolutely justify using resources for because of the ability to protect the rim, because of the ability to step out and shoot three-pointers. That is your modern big man that would be a dream for a team like the Bulls to have.
Yeah, I still very much, for whatever reason, when Arturis Karnashova said summer 2026 is when they have more flexibility, and I knew that that's the end of Vooch's contract, that's what I'm seeing here.
Are you scared they're going to keep Vooch?
It's not even scared. It's just I expect that to be the case.
I think...
Yeah, the problem is, I mean, think about what it took for them to move Zach LaVine. Think about what it took for them to move DeMar DeRozan.
That's not a simple transaction. Vooch. I think they'll trade Vooch this
before the season starts.
Yeah, in this offseason cycle. I mean, I don't know if it'll be NBA draft. I don't know if it'll be July 1st. But at some point here this summer, I think they'll trade him. We know his name will pop back up in rumors. I think they'll be more motivated to do so this time because there's not much turnover the Bulls can do if they don't trade Vooch. Look, they got 12 guys under contract. Giddey will come back, probably be the 13th. The first round pick will be the 14th player. There's just not a ton of roster turnover if you're not going to trade someone like Vooch. So
I think they need
to make some trades.
They can trade some other people, though. Sure. They could make guards. Some other moves with all those guards that they have. And with Vooch specifically, the best part about where we are with the Bulls as it concerns Vooch is Vooch has told us now he's ready to move on.
Yeah, he said he wants to win, right?
Like, and that's a message because there's no winning in Chicago, at least not this season.
I don't think he doesn't dislike it here, but again, right. I don't think he has strong feelings either way. So if it's time to go on, he's happy to leave it. I do think he's in a different place mentally than he probably was a year ago. More ready to move on. Probably.
I would agree with that. I think Vooch has gone through some seasons here. First, it was the team wasn't playing through him enough, which they weren't. No better example than that season opener they had against the Thunder, actually. Then there was the trying to figure out how Vooch fits in now that I think two people who facilitated his two-man game left. Yeah. And then now it's trying to figure out what he has earned when it comes to being an NBA veteran and an established center, albeit not the trendy one.
Yeah, and I think the most fascinating thing on the Vooch front to watch is the Warriors expressed interest before. Jonathan Kuminga doesn't look like he's going to be in the Warriors' future plans.
Which is crazy.
He lands in the trade rumor mill all the time. The Bulls could have interest in him. There might be a match somehow there. The Bulls sending something to get Jonathan Kuminga. Like, that would be interesting to me. And it would, again, that's what they want to do. That fits the young players with experience mold. So I think that's a name to keep an eye on. The salary might be a concern because, like Josh Giddey, Kuminga is going to want a lot of money. So you got to see what that is, how that fits. So nothing is extremely clean here, but there's just a lot of possibilities on the trade front, I think, in the air for the Bulls this offseason.
Who do you think wins the next game in the NBA Finals, Game 6?
I'll go Thunder. I think it'll be really close.
In Indiana. Okay.
I would love to see the Pacers win and go to Game 7, but I'm going to take the Thunder by like 4 or 5 points.
Also me.
Nah. Okay. Then I'm going to be the
Halliburton isn't healthy.
Okay. Listen, I'll put out this disclaimer. If Halliburton is healthy, the Pacers win. If he's not, then I can obviously see the OKC Thunder wrapping this thing
okay,
up.
So on Friday, we can discuss how healthy he was or wasn't when he produces at a higher level, but still is a tad slowed down a little bit. It's going to be hard to say how healthy he is because I think he'll be slowed down a bit.
All Cody right. Westerlin, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us.
Yep, thanks for having me.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.